Can you hear me?
Oh, brother Rodney. Hello.
Hey.
Lady. Yama. Hello.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hang on, baby's here. Go on, mad. I've gone outside real quick. Go on, mad, Brad.
Yep. Yeah, nah,
baby Joshua.
Little Mirror Guns was just going for it just then.
Thanks for, you know, this yarn, quick thing, and putting all this Survival Day event together. Deadly, you know.
It's a good day.
Every year, you know, I was just going through like a memory lane there. You might have to correct me here, my bro, because you're from LARPA and that too, eh?
The mob's from up that way, yeah.
I went to a survival day out there and they had the slippery dip going into the water, Brad. It might have been 92, 93. And Rex and Effect, that Rump Shaker song, they performed there, bro. Was that LARPA? It must have been 92, 93.
Yeah, that would have been mad.
Yeah, that's when it used to be held out there, but then they switched them into the city there, you know, and then do their marches up through the town, Yarban and all that. So I was thinking if you got a slippery dip down Bermagui cars, everyone would be turning up down there for sure. Nah, I was joking, bro.
Well, that's what I've been trying to do, you know, trying to build it up to where I can, you know, have lots of things.
Brother Rodney, you've started the fire. You've built the foundations. It's all solid, the roots. It's your country. I'm proud as to be invited because you don't know how proud, like, honoured, proud. Can't wait to come down and connect and, you know, and do the skateboard and visit what we do. It's right near the skate park too, eh? Are you there? Nah, must have dropped out. Damn. Brother.
Yeah. What about now?
Yeah. You've come back in. I think you're there. I got you.
Yeah, well, every time it goes
it's my connection. I'm connected up here. Hang on.
You're connected?
Yeah, wait, I was trying again. I'll turn. Just lagging a little bit. We'll test it out, try as it goes.
Yeah, because it sort of just, you can't hear me now, eh?
No, I've got you clear as now.
Clear as now?
Yep.
Yeah, no, cool.
I can just trim it real quick anyway, you know what I mean? So
Yeah. You can just trim stuff.
We'll try to start again real quick. I'll just do a quick little intro. Say, I'm Josh Bell, but this is Brother Rodney. We're doing Survival Day. Here's Rodney. You talk about your bizzo. And then we'll go from there. Link up the fundraiser and that sort of stuff, eh?
Yeah.
Because I know I can trim within this app. So it's crystal clear right now. Ready? I'll try. All right. I haven't done this since we last did it, bro. I swear to God. True. We last did, everyone, look, this is how we're doing it. You know, me and Rodney Kelly. I'm Joshy Bell. And, we're having a yarn about Survival Day, Invasion Day, some call it Australia Day, whatever day it is to you. You know, we got to do the day. It's a ceremony. It's educational. And Rodney and I have actually had a yarn on podcast just like this. It's not even a fucking podcast. It's like a phone. Compared to these vloggers and podcasters, we're like a pod. You know what I mean? We're casting it out as fishermen, but it's not a fucking podcast. It's just a phone yarn. We're recording it and we're share that love out there with all the mob to get everyone to come down to Bermagui. You know, it's in between like a skate park and fishing spot. Rodney Kelly from the ground up has built this day, you know, himself and his mob for us to come and help educate, unite and keep moving forward, being proud blackfellas, you know. So, Brother Rodney, you want to tell everyone what's going on Survival Day? The cunt dropped again. Damn.
What about now?
Yeah, got ya. Yeah. Let's go.
Seems to be dropping out. Yeah, Survival Day know, on the 26th for us down here at Bermagui, you know, I have an event here every year. And, yeah, we get together. I was pretty much about showcasing our culture and celebrating our survival, you know, through all these hard times and you know, what we've been through. So, you know, the day is just about, yeah, showcasing who we are, our culture, our music, and then celebrating the fact that, you know, we're still here after all the crap we've been through.
Yeah, 100%, brother. Our yarns go back to the Gweegle-Bidjigal yarn about the shield and that. Remember we done the podcast yarn?
Yeah.
You know, that was very powerful. And because I think we were in lockdown and no one could go out on Australia Day back then, so we decided to do that yarn, remember? And that's still here in this podcast. It's still up. People have been listening to it too. So, yeah, it is what it is. You know? Here we are again. I'm proud as to come down there, cuz, to your country. When you rang an ass, bro, fucking oath, fired me up.
So, you know, it's, you know, mad country down here, like, very sacred part, you know, of this country. It's, you know, in between two sacred mountains, right at the sea. It's just, you know, an amazing place. And that's what I want to try and do, you know, get more city people come down the coast and you know, enjoy the coast for you know, yeah, survival day and stuff, because, yeah, you know, we all related up and down the coast, so, yeah, it's just chance to see mob again and you know, meet mob and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, it's you extending the invite as well is sort of like, it's like the reconnection of our old songlines and trade routes again, you know, because it's something that's really pumped me up, Brad, inside and out. You know, I'm very pumped about that. Something we can yarn about more face-to-face down there, you know. And brother, what's his name? Brother Warren and that, they got their gig coming up this Saturday that, you know, I don't want to call it a gig. No way, that's disrespectful. The big eulogy. The big eulogy.
Yeah, nah, the big bunning.
Yep. You want to tell everyone about that real quick or what? That's this Saturday.
Yeah, no, this Saturday, Warren and the crew, yeah, organised a big bunning up there at the, you know, foot of Gulaga Mountain there. With I have a big ceremony up there, all the dancers.
Yep.
Get them from all over the place. So, yeah, it'll be a good day up there.
Well, yeah, Brother Bubbly's going down. I think, you know, I've messaged Brother Warren, said that we'll come down as well. I think it's sort of like a bit of a, you know, like we're lighting fire then, getting ready for the build-up for Survival Day down there, you know. So it's massive, Brad. It's going to be a massive week and a half.
Yeah, nah, we'll be a massive, you know, week down here. And, yeah, well, that's what I'm trying to do with, you know, Survival Day. It's just trying to, you know, get that funding and get that support and yeah, try and, you know, bring some big stars, you know, famous people down to the coast, because, you know, there's a lot of us mob down here and we don't usually get to see, you know, people all the time, famous people, famous black fellas we look up to, you know, they're all in the cities and that and rarely, you know, come down the coast. So,
well,
this is a good opportunity for that to happen.
I know. And that's the name of this channel, is called Courier Mang. Like, so Mang means message stick in Gamilaroi. You know, so this is, we're chucking this message stick out there for these fellas. For anyone who's listening, share this with whoever. Come down. It's going to be mad, bro. Like, what, you got to look at it like Brother Rodney's done it from a grassroots perspective, all by himself, all that drive, that solo stuff we talk about, you know. It's not for one person. It's to benefit the tribe, the community. And, look, we get to educate the wider people down in Bermagui on this very special day. That's, you know, drenched in controversy, you know, this, that. But I don't even want to go down that path. But we're about ceremony and unification and moving forward. So, yeah, I'm keen as so.
Yeah, that's what it's about, you know, unity and moving forward. And that's,
yeah, I will.
You know, yeah, you got your stuff you got to sort of deal with when you're organising events like this. You know, you got negative things you have to deal with, but yeah, you just think about the positive all the time, and just you know, it's always going to grow and grow, and that's what it's all about. Just, you know, it's a family run event. Like, there's no, it's not an organization or anything. It's just, run by myself and family, you know, and we just do all the organization, and we raise the money ourselves, you know, a lot of businesses and places like to donate. So, it's, you know, we don't earn no money off it. We just, we're all unpaid volunteers, and we just do it just because, we have a good time on that day and see all the mob coming from everywhere to, you know, see each other, and just all about that, and, you know, trying to do something for everyone in the community.
Yep. No, I you know, like I said, when you rang me, I was honored. I was jumping out of my skin, you know, we're only just around the corner now. So it's massive on multiple levels for me, Rodney, coming down to teach skating, skateboarding, and do some art. We're giving a bunch of skateboards away down there as well. There's going to be heaps for the kids to do and the adults. You know, it's like woodworking workshops down there, demos, dancing, everything they say, Yarban pretty much. That, you know, we've all done that for years, and there's going to be a lot of non-Indigenous people attending that in the city there, and it's going to be massive as it is every year. But it's time. We got an obligation to share that. That fire has got to be spread around, bro. We can't just have one big fire all the time. We've got to spread it around.
Yeah, so
That's why I jumped on board straight away, Rodney, you know.
So, that's why I thought of first, you know. You got Yarban up there, and a lot of people would just go to that, like from around the coast, so that's why I thought, you know, we need something like that down here on the coast, you know, so we could have that down here and get all the stars and, you know, get all the people we look up to and see and that all the time in here, and get them down here for us and for the young girls and boys down here, you know, get them seeing people like that, motivating them and stuff.
Nah, beautiful spot. I Google mapped it today. I looked at the skate park and from the Google map, and I looked, I went, either side, the water's there. Nah. Hey, that's your, like, cause your country down there. Can we camp at the skate park overnight down there or what? You know?
Yeah, well, everybody usually just camps, like, along the little stretch there at the beach, like, people travel from, you know, you see travellers all the time, and they have, like, dog shows and everything at that oval, and you know, people just camp around just there.
Yeah. Heaps of yarn about, cuz we could drift off in many different ways here and that, but I want to keep it directed at Survival Day, especially the dance on the 13th. That's this Saturday. You know, reach out to Brother Warren Foster there and ask them. We'll link up the info for that, cuz Warren has invited other people from different tribes to take part. It's a healing, you know, event. Yeah. Hey, brother. You know, so
yeah, no, that's it. Healing.
The more that go, the powerful the frequency of that is. So, and it's our born obligation to chuck it out, you know, and share that love as we're doing right now.
The more stuff we, you know, get to do, more gatherings where we come together, you know, that's only better for us.
Yeah, long term, and like we're in the driver's seat too. You know what I mean, Brent? Like we're determining our outcomes, and we're providing solutions to these, you know, age old problems that keep going round and round. But like, we're not going down that path, but like we're out there doing it, not just me and you, brother, like everywhere. I see black business everywhere, and that's where we need some more support. Yeah, because you got that link, the fundraiser, that on Chuffed. I'll throw the link in this podcast here. I'll share it around, share this podcast. Nelly Dargan's coming. She said she's going to have a yarn on here too.
Yeah.
So I'll podcast her later on today.
Yeah.
She's my cousin, you know, but just watching her do her thing, Brad, is next level for that generation of young Indigenous women leaders coming through. You know what I mean? She's there showing the way.
And that's what I want, you know. I want those kind of people who come down and motivate, you know, and show to young girls and young boys, you know, that there is a way, you know, you can do this, you know. Yeah, just people like that, just to motivate them and give them that good talk, you know, that they're not nothing. They can be somebody.
And contribute their skills to our circle that continues our culture. Like, we've been around for thousands of years, and it hasn't happened by holding skill sets or greedy, you know. We share and we unite, and that's how we've kept that fire going for thousands and thousands of years. Proof's there, you know. So, brother.
Yeah, that's him.
What else you want to yarn about real quick? I don't know if it logged out, but I got Surf Paints. They're a company like Posca Paints.
Yeah.
They're donating some paint pens, and like, we're able to do some art on these really cool wooden surfboards. And then everyone who attends down there will contribute to it, and then you get to decide what to do with it. Like, you can raffle it off for next year's event, or you can, you know what I mean? This is how we sustain ourselves by, you know, contributing and uniting, and we're educating at the same time, bro. That's a blessing, eh?
We'll always have a big raffle at the end.
Yep.
You know, a lot of the local businesses in Bermagui, like, give us vouchers to raffle off for them. So, you know, we have that big raffle, and you know, most of the town just gives vouchers. So that's a good raffle where, everybody who comes, you know, they might get some fuel, or, you know, they might get a Woolies voucher, or they might get a haircut, or, you know, something around town, though. And it just sort of encourages them to, stay in town, or, you know, visit that tour operator on the way home, or, you know, visit that business.
And there's links and how it goes, pays it forward all that way. I reckon next yarn, me and you, I want to talk about the Shield business, you know, like, because to follow up on that first yarn we ever had, we'll talk about that. But as I said, my channel here is called Courier Meng. Courier, obviously courier fella, but like courier service, we deliver, we do it, you know, and Meng means message stick. So I'm chucking this out to all the skaters I know, and to all the skateboarders, and any footy players, artists, they want to hang out for the day, come. We're doing woodworking. I'm taking down my tools and doing some woodwork, and all sorts of stuff's happening. So come on down. And I know Brother Rodney want to see these NRL players, you know. Come down and really learn something as well. And, you know, who knows where it will go. I got Mark Bell onto it, old Raiders Green Machine. I said, bring someone for me, cuz. Come on, fuck yeah. You know, and then he's onto it. So who knows where it will go.
Yeah, no, that's all we need, just those, you know. That's what I try and yarn with people about, you know, just those people who might have a contact for someone, you know, can, bring those NRL lads down and you know, people like that, just bring them down here and, motivate the youth and you know, talk to them and stuff.
Throw that message stick out there, you know what I mean, cuz?
Like, yeah.
You know what I mean?
And they'll love the country down here, so you know, it'll be just a bonus for them. They can just, you know, spend a couple of days down here just looking at the place. You know, it'll be just, you know, amazing for people.
Later on, bro, if you're up for it, I was thinking I will keep doing these type of yarns. I'll ring up Chanel and get her on a podcast, and we should do a live yarn on Facebook. We'll go live and we'll just sit there and yarn, bro, on live, and then whoever jumps in, we'll have the link there and we'll have it all there. And people can, like, if they want to reach out to you direct, they can come through me. I'll pass your details on, if that's all right.
Good.
We need sponsors for the day, not just for this one, moving forward for another 100,000 years.
Yeah, moving forward, you know, more sponsors and, you know, getting things paid for and more things we can get, you know, paid for by sponsors is more the community benefits.
Because we've got educational packs to give out to kids, art packs to give to kids. It's all about that strong Wadigal, Wadawi, powerful pathway, you know, putting them on their pathway, showing them the way and watching them run the ball up, you know. So we're doing it, bro. I'm thankful, Rodney. Let's cut it here and we'll do another one soon, eh?
You know, that's him.
I think we'll test this out, see how it goes. Anyone you want to thank or anything you want to chuck out there before we go?
Yeah, no, just say that all the mob out there, you know, should, come down and spend your weekend down Bermagui ways.
camp out at the skate park.
Yeah, camp around and just, you'll enjoy it.
Thanks, my brother Rodney. I'm going to muck around with this, put an intro, like a little some whatever, and chuck it out raw as just as we done the last one. What was that, 4 years ago? That was 2020, eh?
Yeah, 2020. Lockdown, something like that.
2020 vision, cuz. Oz. Nah. But thanks, Rodney. I'll be in touch, eh?
Yeah, well, I'll give you a call soon anyways, fix you up with that other stuff.
Yeah, ring as soon as we get off this. I'm just going to be editing this and then muck around. I want to throw it out, this message.
Yeah, get that there done and then I'll give you a call.
Go on then, my bro. Thanks, Rodney.
All right, laters.
Cheers. Yeah, no.